The U.S. military has a new lease on life. I mean, a bad moon rising. And the bond between the Pentagon and Israel grows gloomier every day.
Donald Trump and I stand with Israel because Israel's fight is our fight. Because Israel's cause is our cause.
Or wars for the Jews. We don't have a dog in that race, but other dogs do.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense.
Hey, Mad Dog. It's fun to shoot some people, right? That's one of his bloody lines. And he's no George Patton. Patton would never go halfway around the world to pick on someone that never picked on us. And he certainly wouldn't fight in any wars for the Jews. And with Mad Dog at defense and Flynn at security, both backers of Zionist hegemony, America First takes a hit, and American exceptionalism steps right in.
There is no substitute for American leadership and exceptionalism. America should not fear our enemies. In fact, we should clearly define our enemies, face them head on, and then defeat those that seek to threaten our country and our way of life.
They hate our freedoms. What's left of them anyways? And with Trump's apparent new military policy to crush our enemies, we might end up crushing ourselves.
We must regain our ability to truly crush our enemies.
Flynn wrote a book about it with neocon Jew Michael Edin. They want to stop using Muslim proxies for regime change and instead face radical Islam and its allies head on, namely Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, the axis of resistance against Zionist hegemony. That's what Flynn's American exceptionalism is all about. The tactics change, but the goal remains the same.
Many people would argue that the US actually saw the rise of ISIL coming and turned a blind eye, or even encouraged it as a counterpoint to Assad. And a secret analysis by the agency you ran, the Defense Intelligence Agency, in August 2012 said, and I quote, there is the possibility of establishing a
declared or undeclared
Salafist, it's not secret anymore, it was released under FOI. The quote is, there is the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria, and this is exactly what the supporting powers to the opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime. The US saw the ISIL caliphate coming and did nothing. Did you see this document in 2012? Would this come across your table?
Yeah. I paid very close attention
to
all this.
So when you saw this, did you not pick up a phone and saying, what on earth are we doing supporting these Syrian rebels?
That kind of information is presented and
what did you
those become, I argued about it.
Did you say we shouldn't be supporting these groups?
I did. I mean, we argued about the different groups that were there, and we said, you know, who is it that is involved here?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that if you're worried about the rise of, quote, unquote, Islamic extremism?
I mean, I hate to say it's not my job.
The cat's out of the bag. Flynn argued against using terrorists to topple Assad. Obama fired him, now he's back on the job. That means Israel's fight is America's fight. Israel's enemies are America's enemies. It'll be a head-on collision.
I think Iran is actually the more dangerous of all the threats that we face in that region. And Iran, I think, is a global threat. We have to tell Iran, you get the hell out of Iraq.
Hey, Flynn, let me fix it for you. You mean Iran is the biggest threat that Israel faces in the region, don't you? Israel's defense chief, Ya'alon, says the same thing. Quote, Israel prefers ISIS than the Iranian proxy Assad. Get the hell out of Israel's affairs, said Ron Paul. And I add, let the Jews keep their misery to themselves. But under Trump's forming administration, Pence, Mad Dog, Flynn will be deep in Jewry's troubles for many bad moons to come.